September 15, the power of grace, power in the promises, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hebrews 6:12. We must keep close to the Word of God. We need its warnings and encouragement, its threatenings and promises. The Scriptures are to be received as God's Word to us, not written merely, but spoken. When the afflicted ones came to Christ, he beheld not only those who asked for help, but all who throughout the ages should come to him in like need and with like faith. When he said to the paralytic, "Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee," Matthew 9:2, he spoke to other afflicted, sin-burdened ones who should seek his help. So with all the promises of God's Word, in them he is speaking to us individually, speaking as directly as if we could listen to his voice. It is in these promises that Christ communicates to us his grace and power. They are leaves from that tree which is for the healing of the nations, Revelation 22:2. Received, assimilated, they are to be the strength of the character, the inspiration and sustenance of the life. Nothing else can have such healing power. God loves his creatures with a love that is both tender and strong. He has established the laws of nature, but his laws are not arbitrary exactions. Every thou shalt not, whether in physical or moral law, contains or implies a promise. If it is obeyed, blessing will attend our steps. If it is disobeyed, the result is danger and unhappiness. The laws of God are designed to bring his people closer to himself. He will save them from the evil and lead them to the good if they will be led, but force them he never will. We are too faithless. Oh, I wish that I could lead our people to have faith in God. They need not feel that in order to exercise faith, they must be wrought up into a high state of excitement. All they have to do is to believe God's word just as they believe one another's word. He has said it, and he will perform his word. Calmly rely on his promise because he means all that he says. Say, he has spoken to me in his word, and he will fulfill every promise that he has made. Do not become restless. Be trustful. God's word is true. Act as if your heavenly Father could be trusted.